with issues of racism and anti-Semitism at the core of the controversy in the Louisiana gubernatorial race, we called John Slade, an editorial cartoonist for an African-American paper in New Orleans, the Louisiana Weekly. What impact would it have on his life if David Duke were elected?
This is David Duke we're talking about. He's a lightning rod. I can imagine every legislator having to, you know, deal with his legislation and things in the state house. It's not like David Duke can actually send us back to Africa, okay? I mean, he talks the big talk, but basically he's a little short of know-how on even to do some of those silly things. And I don't think, I really don't think it's going to be as horrible as some people might suggest, because he can't kill us all, he can't put us in concentration camps, so it's really not a whole lot of really horrible things he can do, but it will cast a pall over people's spirits. I really think if he wins, it'll really disappoint a lot of black Americans here in Louisiana, and some may leave.
Do you have black friends or Jewish friends who are thinking of leaving if Duke wins?
Only one that I've actually talked to has suggested that they may leave. Only one.
And what were the reasons he or she gave?
Just can't believe this guy's going to be elected. I can't believe you people are going to elect this guy. It's basically an astonishment. One of the things I've had to do, I've had a close friend who I had to, like, explain point blank, you can't be serious about Duke. You know, because some people look at David Duke as a big act, a big comedy show. Like, oh, he's shaking up the establishment. I mean, they look at him as like the political equivalent of rock and roll music. You know, daddy and mommies don't like it, so I will listen to it and turn it up louder until I had the point blank state. Let me explain this to you very distinctly. This man hates your friend, me. And that kind of shook him up, and he kind of realized exactly what I was getting on to. This man hates your friend. Now, you want to elect a guy that hates me? And that's the way you had to put it to him.
Do you find yourself looking at certain white people in Louisiana differently now, wondering, are you going to be voting for David Duke?
No, I don't feel like the guy in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, who's an alien and who isn't. Because David Duke, see, there's two people, this is so much to say about David Duke. David Duke is positive proof that the economy across the country stinks. Plus the fact that the Republican Party has turned racial politics into a fine science. Of course, now like a mad scientist in the monster movies of the 50s, the monster's getting out of hand, they can't control it, and gee, they don't know what to do, it's the end of the world.
Can you tell us about any cartoons that you've done about the Louisiana election?
Oh, yes. Well, the day after he won, I did a cartoon in which a man was sitting in his chair looking at the television, and the announcer was saying, David Duke will meet Edwin Edwards in the governor's runoff election. And the man turns towards the audience, the people looking at the cartoon, and exclaims in big letters, "Holy sheet." S-H-E-E-T.
Got it.
And the next one I did was George Bush saying, David Duke and I are not alike. And in the next panel, David Duke is going, I will veto the 1991 Civil Rights Bill if I were president, just like President Bush vetoed it in 1990. You know, I'm like Bush, you know. And then the last panel has Bush saying nervously, I wouldn't sign. Did I say I wouldn't sign? I said I wouldn't mind. And so he's busy signing the bill now, you know. So it's like David Duke has pushed George Bush to the left. So the right has become untenable for him.
Have you found that African-Americans and Jews have been divided about whether to ignore David Duke or whether ignoring him?
Oh, well, that was a story that came out here in the news. The black American community is absolutely united. They came out the day after he got into the runoff. There was this huge influx of people standing in line for hours to register to vote, which I found very nice, but very sad. It's like, if you were here the night before, this guy wouldn't have gotten into the runoff. If Duke loses, will these people relax and go back into their lethargy? If Duke wins in spite of them coming out, will they conclude that politics is absolutely useless and never vote again? That's what worries me.
John Slade is editorial cartoonist for the Louisiana Weekly, an African-American paper in New Orleans.